Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Silvera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Red Shandianst. Batting second. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Hazel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Trowbridge. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Trowbridge. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trowbridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Red Shandianst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandianst hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Shandianst reaches second base with a double. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shandianst moves to third. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shandianst tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Long reaches second base with a double. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel strikes out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rush for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Shane Dienst hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into right field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre fields the ball and throws to Trowbridge covering. Safe. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Long takes first base on ball 4. Morin moves to second. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron moves to third. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 0 for 1 in the game. Hazel strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Silvera for a passed ball. Aaron scores. Covington moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Braves. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera is 0-for-1 in the game. Silvera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Silvera reaches second base with a double. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush hits a fly ball into right field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-2 in the game. Speak is hit by the pitch. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Trowbridge takes first base on ball 4. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shane Dienst moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 0 for 2 in the game. Hazel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Braves. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Silvera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will pinch hits for Bob Rush. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Matthews. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Will moves to second. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Will moves to third. Adams moves to second. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 3 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Will scores. Adams scores. Speak moves to third. It's 3-2, Braves. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Banks reaches second base with a double. Speak scores. Tanner moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Braves, 3. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tanner scores. Banks scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Don McMahon now pitching. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Silvera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Don McMahon. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Shane Dienst hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nippy Jones pinch hits for Frank Torre. Nippy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Jones reaches second base with a double. Pafko goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Cubs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Wes Covington. Don Elston now pitching. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Joe Adcock. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko now playing left field. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Nippy Jones now playing first base. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Speak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hazel. Speak reaches second base with a double. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Johnson, and towards Shane Dienst, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hazel strikes out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantilla strikes out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Bolger now playing right field. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shane Dienst for the out. Pafko moves to third. One out. Nippy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Milwaukee Braves, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.